So, good evening, members. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate the time is quite late now, so hopefully we can have an efficient meeting. Excuse me, I thought I was going to sneeze. So, first item is the emergency evacuation procedure, which I'll ask the interim chief executive to brief members on.
Sorry, same as earlier, but should the alarm sound, it is for real, so do please evacuate the room as quickly as possible through the safest exit. There is one to the rear of the council chamber and one there under the green signs. Thank you.
Thank you. Apologies for absence. Simon, have we had any apologies for absence?
Councillor Bailey had sent apologies for council, so I'm assuming they apply for PNR as well.
Okay, we have not received notification of a substitute member. I am going to move the agenda around this evening because we've got an important item in relation to the public service hub. So I will deal that with that first. However, prior to that, I think it's right we do declarations of interest. So are there any declarations to declare under agenda item 8?
Oh, sorry, Chairman. Only the usual that I am a member of the North Yorkshire County Council. Just in case anything comes up. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So, turning to agenda item 12, which is the public service hub for Idle, outlined on pages 25 to 46 of your agenda papers. So, the purpose of this paper is to give authorisation to progress with a public service hub and commit to deploying our capital. It does also include additional provisions such as commissioning a car parking strategy for Rydell and agreeing to work with the public One Public Estate. We have had some good news with the One Public Estate. How much have we received?
Thank you, Chair. In the report, it indicates 45, I think, for the hub, and we've now received another 50. So we've got the full request that we asked for to support the development of the public service hub for Rydale. And there were also some other additional sums to the wider programme. Thank you.
Okay, so that's more positive news, and it shows that the government is very confident in this scheme and is also sees the benefits of it as well, which is why they are committing money, and indeed quite a significant amount of money compared to other authorities who have also placed bids. I will now open it up to questions before I move to the recommendation itself. Are there any questions? Okay, no, in which case, as chair of this committee, I move the officer recommendation, which the vice chairman seconds. Do members wish to speak on this item?
Chairman, I will just speak briefly, and I think it is just to say that we all know this project so well. It seems to, I know in real terms it isn't that long that it's been on the table, but I think we've had such a lot of information from officers. I think we've grown up with the project over the last few years, and it absolutely ticks all the boxes for this council. And I think, as you've already said, that is demonstrated in the confidence of government giving us money to progress this work.
Thank you. Councillor Raper.
Just very quickly, Chairman, I think now we've done what we needed to do, the way we needed to do it, now is the time to motor on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Arnold.
All I would say is the government's got confidence in us, but it doesn't say a lot for the lot of the councillors who are in this room this evening. Not having confidence in what we're trying to do.
Thank you. Do any of the members wish to speak? No, in which case I'll quickly wrap up before we go to the vote. So I welcome this paper this evening. So finally, after considering this item for many years, we are making a decision. And this is a decision that will move this council forward into the future. It will lead to significant efficiency savings. It's easy to forget that Rydale House was built when it was about twice the size of what it is now. You only need to walk around the building and see empty rooms, the place falling apart, and it's hugely expensive to upkeep. This is not about going to build a brand new flashy office, it's about building a smaller office that's cheaper to run on council premises. So it's all about saving money. And what it's also about is working with others. And we've already had a bit about that this evening. It's about working with the DWP, working with the County Council, working with the charity sector. And so there's a lot of benefits. Clearly, if we have residents who are going to the DWP because of their circumstances and need advice, it's right that they are situated in the same location as our housing officers, because there's so much link there. This proposal allows it to move forward, and it's showing that Rydal is being forward thinking. There is a perception among Rydal that we haven't always been able to make decisions, and we've disagreed with among ourselves, which has certainly been the case in the past. I think the message tonight is that Rydal is back in business. We're moving forward, and we're moving forward fast. So I will now proceed to the vote.
That's 8 votes for, no votes against, and 1 abstention.
Thank you. So that motion is carried. So we're now going to go back to the beginning of the agenda. So we start with agenda item 3, which is the minutes of the last meeting outlined on pages 3 to 8 of your agenda papers. So as chairman of this committee, I move the minutes as a correct record, which the vice chairman seconds. Do any members wish to comment or move an amendment on the minutes? No, in which case we will proceed to the vote.
That's 8 votes for, no votes against, and 1 abstention.
Thank you. So that the minutes are carried. So now we'll proceed on to agenda item 5, which is to consider the recommendations of the Resources Working Party held on the 8th of March, which was detailed as a separate agenda item. So as chairman of that working party, I move the recommendations. Is that seconded? Okay, so the vice chairman seconds. Do members wish to comment on the recommendations from that working party? No, in which case we'll proceed to the vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Thank you. So turning to agenda item 6, which is to consider the recommendations of the Grants Working Party held on the 5th of March 2018. So I'm now going to hand over to the chairman of that working party, which is the vice chairman of this committee, Councillor Arnold.
I'd like to move the recommendations of the Grants Working Party. Thank you. Is there anybody any questions? Councillor Potter.
Yeah, I can't find it at the moment, but there was one. Well, I thought there was one that had been. Recommend refusal, Welburn Village Hall. Could you just tell me why that was recommended for refusal, please?
I can. They requested a small amount of money, and they had an awful lot of money in the bank. You probably noticed that a lot of people didn't get everything they wanted because it was quite oversubscribed. So most people under £1,000 got what they wanted, and everybody else had their reduced slightly so that everybody got something. And we did make sure that everybody we knew would be carried out if we reduced their money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Shall we move to the vote then?
That's carried unanimously.
Thank you. So that, I think, deals with both the community grants and the Section 106. So we'll move on to Agenda Item 7, which is urgent business. So I do not have any urgent business to consider this evening by virtue of Section 100B of the Local Government Act 1972, as amended. So it's just a piece of legislation which I've read many times and I'm quite familiar with because I'm very sad like that. So, moving to Agenda Item 9, which is exempt. So the press have left this evening, so I think it's right that we probably move to exempt now to consider Agenda Item 10, and then we'll go into the Part B items. Okay, so thank you, Councillor Raper. So you've moved to exempt. Is that seconded? Okay, so Councillor Arnold seconded. Those in favour going exempt, please vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Okay, so we're now going to out of exempt. So the recording will be started again. Does that happen? Yeah. Okay, so the tape is now back on. We are live. So we're now going to turn to Agenda Item 11, which is parish election recharges. So I just want to give a bit of background about how this item has come forward on the agenda this evening. When I initially looked at the draft papers for this committee, I noted that there was originally an officer recommendation that we go to full council to start charging in the year 2022, I believe, 23. I suggested that we perhaps consider going out to consultation first to learn from some mistakes of the past in relation to street lighting, and I also know from speaking to the town council that I speak with regularly that they value consultations even if they don't necessarily always agree with us. I mentioned that suggestion to the interim chief executive, who agreed, and therefore the officer recommendation was accepted before it came here. Now, because it's a consultation, it means that it's not actually a Part B item, it's a Part A item, because it does not meet the criteria of having to go to full council. Despite the recommendation being changed and also the main agenda items being changed, the actual front page of the agenda still shows this item is Part B. It is not Part B, it is Part A, and I am stating as chairman it is Part A, and if members of scrutiny don't like it, we can have all the carry on again, I don't care, it's Part A, and that's how we're dealing with it, end of. Okay, so we're now going to deal with Agenda Item 11 as a Part A item outlined on pages 21 to 24 of your agenda papers. So this is a consultation. I do think there's probably some things we need to consider. So, for example, what happens if we apply charges to a parish without any precept within the future? How do we deal with those circumstances? But that's part of the consultation, and I think it's necessary for us to look into to some of that detail. Happy to take any questions on the paper? No, in which case, as chairman, I'll move that. Which the Vice Chairman seconds. Do members wish to speak on this item? Councillor Raper.
Just very briefly, Chairman. I'm pleased it's going out to consultation. I've got some parish members in my parishes that would be very, very keen to contribute to a feedback to this. I'm pretty sure they will be opinionated on this as to its merits. So if we get their input, and see if we can get some consensus, it would be useful.
Thank you. Councillor Potter.
Yeah, thank you. Just looking at this recommendations of a rate of per elector of £2, which sounds quite excessive. I presume we've looked into the cost of the hire of the room and the staff, etc. And sort of a particular concern is if you've got an election for the district council and at the same time you've got the parish or town councils, how much is actually saved by not having the town council or parish council there as well. It can't be much because everything's already in place. And there's surely fairly minimal extra cost in, you know, for the average village counting sort of 150 papers or something in that region. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the consultation comes back with, because it does sound like it's going to put quite a burden onto a lot of these small parishes and town councils.
Councillor Mrs. Cameron.
Thank you. I think all councils are doing this. It's sort of a ripple effect, isn't it? If there's something that someone else they can pass the charge on to, then that's what they're doing. And the burden that we'll be passing on to parish councils is nothing compared to the burden that's being passed to us by North Yorkshire County Council. So wherever people can save money, unfortunately, they're doing that. And the one advantage that parish councils do have is that they can raise a precept, and they don't come under the same rules and regulations that we come under.
Councillor Oxley.
Yeah, simply to add to what Councillor Mrs. Cowlins just said, I think in this world every organisation has to realise that it has a contribution to make and it has a part to play. I think she makes a very valid point about the precept abilities of town and parish councils. I'm sure the consultation will give us a guidance, but in principle I think this is a very sensible way forward.
Do any of the members wish to speak on this item? So just quickly for myself, I don't believe that the intention is to put the additional costs onto the parish and town councils, because clearly there isn't. There is savings by holding elections together. I think it's about sharing the existing cost that is already there. And so why should that existing cost be solely burdened by Rydal District Council when it applies to both authorities? It's similar to when there's North Yorkshire County Council elections. We don't pay for that. And I think the same should apply to parishes, because it's about applying it where it's generated from. I do think, like I said, we need to look into the detail of this, why it's necessary to go out to public consultation. One thing I will note, though, is that I appreciate that for some of the smaller parishes who have a limited precept, this may be challenging, and that's why it's right we give advance notice. However, the actual burden for per elector over 4 years will actually be quite limited. And what I'll also say is that some parish and town councils' financial situation is much rosier than Rydal District Council's. Let's remember, they don't have a cap on their council tax, and I've always maintained that Rydal should keep its council tax as low as possible, so I aren't against the cap, but equally, those town and parish councils are empowered to make decisions and raise money. Okay, so we're now going to proceed to the vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Okay, thank you. So we're now going to move on to agenda item 13, which is the Council's priorities for 2018 to 2022, outlined on pages 47 to 70 of your agenda papers. Clearly there's a lot of information here, and I'm happy to take questions, although because I'm sure a few of them may be technical in nature, I may have to refer to the Interim Chief Executive, like I said, if the question is technical. Any questions? No, in which case, as Chair and I move that we note the contents. Sorry, Councillor Wainwright.
Another question is a comment, really. If you look at page 68 of the agenda, where we talk about One Rydal, take note of what it says. Working together as One Rydal, members and staff share the proud values and behaviours. Developing business opportunities for the Council and optimise income. building capacity and influencing policy and partnership, all things that have been discussed this evening, and thank goodness we've done it.
Absolutely. Any other comments? Councillor Oxley.
Yeah. There are lots of priorities here. I think Councillor Wainwright's just referred to the one that really matters, and it is that sense of One Rydale. If we get that right, everything else will follow, because members and officers at all levels will be able to trust each other, not worry about what might be going on they don't know about, and just get on and take Rydale back to where it wants to be. So for me, everything else is a secondary priority to that key driver.
Thank you. Any other comments? No? In which case, as Chairman, I'll move that we note the contents of the report, which the Vice Chairman seconds. We're now going to proceed to the vote.
Seven votes for and one abstention.
Thank you, so that is carried. So we're now going to move on to the final agenda item this evening, which is in relation to the GDPR policy update, which is agenda item 14. This is something that I'm quite close to, actually, within my work life, because it's amazing how much data affects us all and how many unforeseen things there are regarding data protection. It's also something where I think there's a huge amount of risk, and I do always worry about the consequences of this council potentially facing a data leak. So what happens if someone broke into our email system, our financial system, or indeed our benefit system, where we've got information, really sensitive information, about a lot of our residents. So GDPR is about how do we keep information safe, so privacy by design, but also how do we ensure that people can access their information. So one thing which I'm aware of is that residents will gain the right to submit a subject access request for free after May, which means that they can request full transparency on all information that this council holds about them. Now, whilst that may seem simple, oh, we'll just run a report of the council tax database, imagine how many pieces of information we may hold about people. So we may hold information in the email system, we may hold a piece of paper going back years ago where it references a complaint that came in, it may be that we've got information in our housing database from many years ago, what happens if a planning application has come in about an individual and then comments were received about that. The actual amount of work that is required to deal with a subject access request is quite phenomenal. And it is, this council does face the prospect of having to deal with an increased number of them. There is currently a £10 charge for those access requests, which does actually limit them substantially. So the number is going to go through the roof. So we need robust processes to deal with that. And I actually think that is a good thing, because it's right that people know where their data is held, what is held about them, and we need to make that accessible. But we need the processes and systems in place to deal with that. So I have asked quite a few questions and scrutinised officers behind the scene in relation to our IT requirements, and I am assured we do a lot of testing. For example, I'm told we do pen testing, and I know that we've got upgrades underway, and we're working closely with the Cabinet Office to achieve that. Once I move this recommendation, one thing to note is that the recommendation does refer to the Section 151 officer who may not be responsible for IT in the future, so that currently comes under the Resourcing and Enabling Services Leads portfolio, which is subject to change because we have a resignation, so I will move an amendment just to deal with that. However, I am happy to take any questions, and indeed, if the questions are of a technical nature, I'll also refer to Simon Copley, who does head up GDPR implementation for the council. Councillor Raper.
Yeah, on that last point that you referred to, instead of being the 151, to me it would have been sort of half sensible to be the monitoring officer, or an inclusion with the monitoring officer, and jointly probably with the 151. Have you got any further on
the the amendment which will be moving is the... Bear with me, I'll just upload it now. So it will be the designated senior information risk owner. So it is whoever's responsible for data protection within the organisation. Yes, so that amendment will come. Any other questions before we go into debate and move the recommendation? Okay, so in which case the chairman will move the recommendation. Is that seconded?
Yeah.
Okay, I will move the amendment that we replace resources and enabling services lead with the designated senior information risk officer. So I'll move that amendment.
That.
Seconded. It's really incontentious. So unless anyone's wanting to speak on it, we'll just move to the vote. Okay, we'll move to the vote now.
That's carried unanimously.
Okay, thank you. Do any of the members wish to speak on the substantive recommendation? Yeah.
Sorry, is there any way we can estimate what impact this will have in staff terms? Do we think,
think
we might...
We're working closely with Veritu. Veritow, who have done a lot of, so for example, they've drafted the policies, are also currently drafting our procedures, so they will help us ensure that we are GDPR ready via May, and so that's helping significantly. Now, it's quite strange, if you look, go back to some of the comments people made this evening, I think they would prefer us to draft all these policies and procedures by ourselves and not actually use some shared examples that have been done by others. So that's some of the benefits of joint working. So that's helping significantly. No doubt there will be an increased burden if, let's say, loads of SAR requests start coming through. And I'm sure that officers will deploy resources appropriately if that's the case. It's a bit like freedom of information when that first came in. I don't think anyone could have anticipated the burden that creates, but also I think people appreciate the value that adds to wider society. Councillor Raper.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Chairman. I'm conscious that there's a possibility that this could be extremely expensive if people come... with a flood of seeking information in the first instance, and I'm conscious that we need to make it so that we are not financially disadvantaged by a flood of requests in the beginning. Have we got any information from Veritu specifically on what might be a reasonable charge?
Yeah.
And you can't do that. Well, thank you. Then. It could be a minefield for us, and we'll have to tread carefully, I suspect, but we have to proceed with caution, I think, is the correct terminology.
Thank you. Councillor Oxley.
Yeah. Just to say that, as I'm sure some of us know from our business lives, this whole issue is something that's going to affect everybody in the country. It is frightening for getting here. For me as a business owner, it's quite frightening. And all I would say is that all we can seek to do is get the best advice we can, follow it as closely as we can, check it every chance we get, but don't expect that we will get everything right first time. And this is going to run for a long time, and when this has been changed this time, no doubt there'll be another change coming. So I think... responding to things like this is something we're just going to have to get used to for a long time to come.
May 2018, this year. No, it's this year. We need to be fully compliant by May of this year. No. So the actual general data protection regulation was agreed by the European Union over 2 years ago, and so within that time they've given member states the opportunity to look at implementing that regulation. I do find it quite surprising that the government still haven't passed the Data Protection Act of 2018, which implements that regulation. So one thing to note as well is some may ask, what impact is Brexit going to have on this, because this is coming from the EU. So we will remain within the common market for another 2 years. Therefore, there's a requirement that we implement this by the go-live date, especially as we actually remain a member of the European Union when the go-live date is. You may ask, well, is the government going to revoke or repeal this legislation once Brexit goes through? That is highly unlikely, because what the EU have said is that any states that wish to trade freely with it must have a similar level of standards and regulation. And so we've got to comply with these EU standards if we want free trade. And given what the government has said about wanting to continue to trade freely with Europe, I cannot contemplate any situation where they would repeal this and mean that we can't trade data freely with Europe. Councillor Ripper.
Just as an aside, Chairman, our parishes have to have a named person for data protection, and they're finding it extremely complicated to decide who that named person should be, whether it should be the clerk or it should be a member. So they're having to twist and turn, just as we will have to, and unfortunately we will have to comply.
Councillor Mrs. Cowlin. Thanks for that suggestion. We'll take it forward. Okay, so I think this has now been sufficiently debated, so we're going to proceed to the vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Thank you. So that concludes the business this evening. So we dealt with the meeting quite efficiently, so thank you for that. I didn't think I'd be leaving this council chamber at 8:45 if you asked me early today. So thanks very much, everyone, and I'll see you over the coming weeks.
Thank you, Chairman, for such an efficient way of chairing the meeting. We'll let the chair the next PNR meeting as well.